Welcome to the Arts Page. Coming up, all you need to know about one of the Caribbean's largest literary festivals, Calabash. After 2 long years, the island's premier literary event, Calabash, makes its return this month. The Calabash International Literary Festival will be held from May 30 to June 1 at the beautiful Treasure Beach in St. Elizabeth.
Well, you can expect many of the things that we have always had at Calabash, which is incredibly interesting authors and poets from all over the world, live music that is going to thrill everyone, and also a wide array of crafts on sale as well as delicious food. So it really is a full weekend of experiences of every kind.
Festival producer Justine Hensel. The festival is known for bringing in big names, and this year is no different.
And our theme for this year is Globalicious. Calabash is Globalicious because we have writers from Belarus, from India, from England and America, of course, from Kenya. I mean, it is truly a smorgasbord of different writing styles, different genres, different points of view that you can enjoy all in one place on one weekend.
True to form, this year's special guest is best-selling Indian author Sir Salman Rushdie, who has received numerous awards for his outstanding contribution to the development of literature.
He had heard about the festival from a few years ago, and so it was just a matter of finding time in his busy schedule, and we are very happy that he found the time in his schedule this year to join us. But Little Calabash has gone far and wide. I think our two conversations this year, one is Salman Rushdie and the other one being Jamaica Kincaid, the fantastic Antiguan novelist and memoirist. They're going to be fascinating, as our conversations always are. They are an opportunity for us to see even behind the written word, to get a sense of who these writers are, their characters, as opposed to the characters they have created for us to enjoy.
Calabash 2014 will also feature the island's first poet laureate in 60 years, Professor Mervyn Morris.
We are so excited to be the first reading of our poet laureate, Professor Mervyn Morris, after his investiture. Professor Morris has been with us at Calabash either as a reader or as a member of the audience every year since 2001. So he's a member of the Calabash family. So we could be so excited and proud that his first reading as the poet laureate will be at Calabash on Saturday morning, May the 31st.
Calabash aims to transform the literary arts in the Caribbean by being the region's best managed producer of workshops, seminars, and performances. It's well on the way to becoming the festival of choice for the world's most gifted authors and literature lovers. However, with entry to all events free of cost to the public, Ms. Hensel says this would not have been possible without the support of patrons and several agencies over the years.
We are really fortunate to have yet again the support of the Chase Fund and the Jamaica Tourist Board. Without the funding support and the PR support from those organizations, it would be very, very difficult to stage Calabash. And for the first time, Carib Export, which are responsible for helping to show Caribbean talent to the rest of the world, and they have been very, very helpful in terms of bringing Caribbean artisans and musicians and authors to Calabash this year.
The United States State Department and British Council are also supporting this year's staging. Remember, Calabash 2014 is being held from May 30 to June 1 in Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth, so it's not too late to make it out to the 3-day event. Rooms are still available in neighboring communities, and you can always make it a day trip.
All roads lead to Treasure Beach.
Calabash producer Justine Hensel. And that's how we end this week's edition of The Arts Page. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.